Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Here we are within a few short weeks of the November 3rd election, truly the most important election in our lifetime. And I've heard that a lot in my lifetime, but I believe this election will determine the path of the country in more ways than one. And all presidential elections impact our nation and the direction she will head for the next 4 years. Let's just imagine this scenario. What if Joe Biden wins the presidency and the Democrats win majorities in the U.S. House and U.S. Senate? How could that impact Christian churches and Orthodox Jewish synagogues in this nation? My guest today will address that. My guest is Bob Marshall. He's a former member of the Virginia House of Delegates. Thanks, Bob, for being with us.
Well, thanks for the interview, Diane.
You've written an opinion piece on LifeSiteNews.com entitled, How a Biden Presidency Would Unleash Christian Persecution. And you zero in on the LGBTQ plus agenda of the Human Rights Campaign and also Planned Parenthood's agenda. Why did you choose those two leftist entities?
Well, what they're relying on is this thing called the Equality Act, which is a benign sound, but it's not very benign at all. And the Equality Act was a bill that passed the House of Representatives in 2019. It went to the Senate, and it's sitting there, and Mitch McConnell is not going to take it up. Mm-hmm. In the House of Representatives, 227 Democrats who voted for it. There were some who were absent. 8 Republicans voted for it, and about 197 or so Republicans
and
voted against
it. I'm going to throw in here that one of those 8 Republicans was our first congressional district in Pennsylvania, Brian Fitzpatrick. He was one of the 8. I'm just going to throw that in there. They voted for the Equality Act.
Well, that's very soft thinking at all here. Now the bill is in the Senate, and there's an effort to bring it up, but McConnell is not going to bring it up. There was a letter that was compiled by one of the, Tammy Baldwin, the senator from Wisconsin, and all the Democrats signed it, which is 47 plus 1 Republicans. That's Senator Collins from Maine, and they want this bill to be brought up. Now, this is a very dangerous bill. This is not a shield for people who want to do abortions or, you know, like abortions or engage in same-sex behavior. It's a sword against the rest of us. And it's highly problematic because what it means is that if you run a school and you do not want to, and there's an applicant who comes in, and it's a guy who thinks he's married to another guy, and he also wants to wear drag clothes as a teacher. And you say, no, this will allow litigation to proceed against you for so-called discrimination. Now, what does discrimination mean? It simply means making a distinction. We do that every day of the week when you drive on the right-hand side of the road. Mm-hmm. Or a school board says we're hiring applicants to drive buses, but we don't want people with bad driving records.
Right,
so
right.
This is being used in a very invidious manner. The act claims that a church is a place of public accommodation. A place of public accommodation prior to this was like a restaurant, a hotel, a general service store, you know, anything like that.
Right.
It was never a church, but they're using very slick definitions to bring a church in or an affiliation with a church, like a social welfare agency or a school or a daycare center, anything like that.
Right.
That is how they're doing it. And so you will have to comply with every one of the demands that the homosexual advocates embrace.
Yeah.
And that means you are accommodating the behavior, not just the inclination to same-sex behavior. You are accommodating the behavior. So a school would be in the position of teaching that same-sex marriage is wrong, but under threat of a lawsuit and fine, have to hire somebody who is engaged in that to teach the same kids that you're telling that same-sex behavior is wrong. I mean, this is completely stupid.
Yeah, and what the Equality Act is, it would add sexual orientation and gender identity to the 1964 Civil Rights Act. put homosexual behavior, transgender behavior on the same level as race and ethnicity. And I mean, that's what they want. They want to force everyone, all Americans, to celebrate their lifestyle. They just don't want acceptance, which is what they had said they wanted. We just want to be accepted. But once they got the Obergefell decision handed down on their side, they now are, which we knew. We knew they wanted more than just marriage. They wanted to force Americans with religious beliefs against homosexuality, wanted to force them to celebrate their lifestyles. And that's exactly right. What the Equality Act would do. The churches would not be protected by the First Amendment or the Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Well, here, let me tell you why. There was an effort in the House Judiciary Committee by Republicans to offer amendments to soften the edge or to, you know, mm-hmm. take the problematic provisions out of here. Now, let me tell you some of the amendments that were offered and failed. There was an amendment offered to exempt biological females from having to compete against biological males in sporting events. Mm. That failed. There was an effort to shield health care providers from being compelled to affirm an individual's subjective sense of gender identity, so they have to treat them regardless of their own, you know, views of the matter. Mm-hmm. That failed. Mm-hmm. There was an amendment that protected parents' legal rights to direct the medical care of their children against what a counselor says, look, your kid is transgender and we want to give him or her mm-hmm. drugs or do even a sex change operation. That failed. The last amendment, which was the broadest, it kept the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. No, what they did, in the bill itself, they expressly excluded the protections of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was initially passed in 1993, and actually it was sponsored in the House of Representatives by then-Congressman Chuck Schumer.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, my goodness.
No, he was the original sponsor.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, yes. Then there was some litigation that says, well, you can't apply this to states, but it still applies to the federal government. Well, if the members of Congress who voted for this do not want the protections for religious individuals or groups afforded by the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, that means they don't want you to claim an exemption from the general applicability of this statute. I mean, like, you know, we have conscientious objection laws for people who don't, you know, want to serve in the military in a fighting capacity, and that's been sustained. Well, the conscientious objection equivalent for churches and religious people has been embodied in this Religious Freedom Restoration Act. That's gone. You may not rely upon that at all.
That tells you what the Democrats think about religious freedom right there.
Nothing.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. They don't want Americans to have religious freedom. They want to force Americans to do what they say, basically.
Well, or, you know, what they're the doing say. Is, right, they want a complete uniformity. Mm-hmm. So there's no recognition in civil law that there's a standard of behavior other than the homosexual behavior as the standard. So that means everybody must be purged. In other words, it's like a demand for unconditional surrender mm-hmm. that you will not propose a standard of behavior different than what we intend you to submit to. I mean, that is how much more totalitarian.
How
do they?
I mean, you know, I don't understand Democrats anyway. But we still have a First Amendment. Even if they were to, if this, which I hope and pray this never passes, but if something like if any bill passed and became law that gutted RFRA, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, we still have the First Amendment. I know RFRA was meant to, I guess, make the First Amendment stronger or reiterate that this is the law of the land.
It was attempted. It was an attempt to provide a guideline for decisions of the court under First Amendment challenges. The RFRA law came into existence because of the reaction to a Supreme Court decision wherein Indians who use peyote as part of their religious ceremonies mm-hmm. were struck down, I think it was for employment benefits, because one of the guys tested positive for drugs. Mm-hmm. And while the churches who didn't like the decision weren't pushing peyote, they thought, wait a minute, if this can be struck down and this is one of their, you know,
religious practices,
behaviors that they've engaged in for centuries, we could be struck down for things that we don't like. So they, you basically had everybody get together, Baptists, Catholics, Jewish, ACLU,
yeah.
And they eventually passed this in 1993.
This was back when the church got involved. This was back when the church got involved in politics, yeah.
So again, at that time of the original decision, the First Amendment was there, but it didn't protect the Indians mm-hmm. who used this, I guess, in what was one of their sacraments. So
right.
The Congress said, we can't allow this to happen, so we've got to give a structure here. And the structure was the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. So to say the First Amendment's there, that's true, but the First Amendment didn't protect
right.
the Indians who used peyote in mm-hmm. their religious ceremonies.
Religious
I mean, they weren't using it to drive on the roads or anything, but just in their ceremonies. So,
right. So
you're correct.
Yeah,
but it's dangerous.
Yeah. So the church got involved back in, what was it, 93, when the Religious Freedom Restoration Act passed?
It passed in 93. They started lobbying in 1990 or 91, I think.
Okay. But the church was involved. Has the church been involved in trying to stop the Equality Act?
The Catholic bishops wrote a letter in March 2019 to the Congress pointing out problems with this, but they've not been really putting their foot down in a sense, well, we're not going to comply with this or whatever. I mean, they put good reasons out.
Mm-hmm.
They said the Equality Act puts the First Amendment at risk. The freedom of speech and association would remove women and girls from protected legal existence, would force healthcare professionals to perform certain treatments and procedures associated with gender transition against their best judgments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Contains no firm criteria for gender identity. So, and also said it would force charitable services to either violate their principles or shut down. In other words, you would have guys who claim they're women go into women's shelters,
mm-hmm.
and God knows that's bad enough as it is. But
yeah.
when you have this circumstance of demanding it,
mm-hmm.
that's a problem. So they were objecting. It just they didn't succeed. I mean, this was overwhelmingly Democrat. Sponsored bill.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Democrats supported bill. Yeah, I know the left went bonkers when HHS said that men who think they're women cannot use women's shelters. I mean, that was a ruling they handed down, and the left went bonkers because of that. It's just hard to wrap my head around it. But I know you mentioned in your article that the Heritage Foundation said, quote, the Equality Act would empower the federal government to impose punishments on citizens who dissent from SOGI ideology, including medical professionals, parents, women and girls, businesses and charities. The bill would also take away the authority of local communities to determine who was allowed in single-sex facilities and whether biological men and boys are allowed to join women's and girls' sports teams, unquote, which is, just reiterating what you just said.
Right.
Do you think the average... you said the Catholic bishops that were originally sent a letter opposing it. Do you think that they feel that it's not going to pass because of the leadership of Mitch McConnell in the Senate? Do you think that's why they have kind of backed off?
Well, as long as McConnell is there, that's correct. But
right,
we have
right,
an election
yeah.
coming up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and there's a bunch of Republicans that are being heavily challenged. I mean,
mm-hmm. He's one of them. Mitch McConnell's got a challenger, too,
yes.
I believe. Yeah.
That's correct. So the problem is very few people know the far-reaching, vast, and deleterious consequences of the Equality Act.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only if you sit down and study this. And I didn't. When I looked at the Equality Act, I said, oh, fine, what is it? So I started reading it. I read the entire report. It's about 150-some pages.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, this is a problem. I mean, this is like Stalinist Russia.
Yeah.
Where they're going to litigate you out of existence.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And
we already see that happening even without the Equality Act. I mean, here in Pennsylvania, Catholic mm-hmm. charities have basically been forced out of business because of a executive order that Governor Wolf signed a couple years ago that it put in sexual orientation, gender identity, as far as when it comes to adoption agencies. So they've been forced out
right.
of business. I know in Philadelphia, they're still fighting it. Through the court system, but I mean, that's just one example here in Pennsylvania of how an executive order from a liberal Democrat has impacted us. That's not even considering the even much further reaching ramifications if the Equality Act were to pass.
And again, there are punitive damages in the Equality Act, and it's on a scale based on the number of employees that you have. So let's say mm-hmm. you have a school in which you have 20 employees, and you just told the drag queen who thinks he's married to a man, that, well, we really can't hire you because that goes against the teaching of Scripture and the doctrine of our church. Say, okay, you're not hiring me because I am homosexual, so, you know, marriage.
Right.
The fine for that is $50,000 per incident.
$50,000. $50,000. Oh, wow.
If you are a group that's 101 to 200 employees, and if I were a lawyer for the, you know, homosexual advocates, I would take all of the diocesan schools and employees, because all the property in the Catholic Church is held as a corporation sole, with the mm-hmm. bishop being the owner. So that means the bishop employs several hundred employees,
oh, yeah.
and in probably every diocese, there's going to be at least 200 employees. If you've got five schools, you're going to go over that. So let's say you have 201 to 500 employees. The penalty is $200,000 per incident. So if you've got six schools saying, we're not going to do this, and believe me, they will, you know, arrange challenges like this, that's $1.2 million. I mean, with all the payouts that having to do with the homosexual problem, this will bankrupt the church. And that is the purpose.
That's the purpose, yeah.
The purpose is to destroy the legal structure of the church in society to kick us out of the public square. There's no other reason to do this except for that.
Yeah. And at the church, even though the church has had, in recent years, had a weak voice when it comes, I'm saying the church in general, has had a weak voice when it comes to opposing the homosexual agenda, because more and more we hear just, you know, from the pulpit, God is love, which, yes, God is love, but God is also a God of justice, and he will not allow sin in his presence. But there's been this whole agenda to silence the church, because they view the church, even in its weakened state, the leftists still view the church as the one thing standing in their way of getting their agenda fulfilled. And talking about this, the $50,000 fine, if the this Christian school has between 1 and 100 employees.
That's 15. And 100.
Oh, 15 and 100. Okay, 15 and 100.
But every school has at least 15 employees.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But that's going to put a small Christian school out of business.
Out of business.
Period.
So, I mean, this is not like Henry VIII, who sent his knights around to, you know, plunder the monasteries. The lawyers will do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
To plunder the wealth of the church and take it from us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is, I cannot emphasize how dangerous this is, and how inimical to Christians individually and corporately this Equality Act is. And Biden, you know what he wants to do? He wants to pass this in the first 100 days.
Yeah, he said he'd sign it. Absolutely, that's what he said. And folks need to look at these candidates' websites. And actually, on our website, we have a comparison of the two-party platforms. And it's the differences are so stark. I mean, you can't deny where the left is coming from. And Joe Biden's website, he wants to sign this Equality Act because he supports, no matter how moderate he pretends to be, he is not. When it comes to life, he supports Planned Parenthood, he supports abortion up to birth, and when it comes to the homosexual agenda, he just has supported the Equality Act. And actually,
and
he came out in support of so-called same-sex marriage before Obama did.
He presided at one.
Oh, really? I don't think I knew that. Oh, my.
Yes, he did. He presided in the D.C. You get a license to act as a minister, as a public witness, and he did that.
Wow.
So, but this also will affect the religious hospitals or the, like the pregnancy aid centers, because you're going to have to go, you're going to have to hire abortionists at these things, and you must do abortions. You must pay tax money for them, or you're going to lose all your Medicare assistance, and you will not be allowed to practice medicine as a licensed entity if you're engaged in so-called discrimination. This is like, think of the Klan burning crosses, and that's the box that the homosexuals want to put everybody else in to guarantee them some kind of favored status.
Yeah.
Well, that's bizarre, but the problem is, this is going to pass. It's already passed the House with overwhelming numbers.
Yeah.
You're within two or three votes in the U.S. Senate, thanks to Mitch McConnell. It's not coming up for a vote.
Right.
So if Biden gets there,
yeah.
and the Democrats have a 51-49 majority, mm-hmm. we are in deep trouble.
We are. Do you think Christians fully understand the impact of this upcoming election, the seriousness of this upcoming election?
Not in this measure with the Equality Act. I mean, look, the alternatives that the homosexuals and abortionists are pushing is either become an apostate or suffer persecution. Mm-hmm. Now, how many, you know, heads of households are going to be able to say, well, I can't do this?
Yeah.
You know, if you lose your job and you can't support your kids. I mean, this is going to be so conscience-wrenching, so socially divisive. I can't think of anything more mm-hmm. divisive than this so-called Equality Act.
Yeah. How can folks contact you, Bob?
If you want to. Well, first of all, Diane, if you could, post the link to the article, that
okay.
would be a great
yes,
help.
That
would explain mm-hmm. that would explain most everything. Mm-hmm. And also, if you need to write me for some particular circumstances, would be delegatebob@gmail.com. That's delegatebob@gmail.com. And I urge you to link this article mm-hmm. from LifeSite News to your friends across the entire United States.
Yeah.
Because people right now,
and
people are now, right now engaged in early voting.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get to people before they vote, because if they knew this, they may not vote for, you know, some of these people pushing this. There is nobody who supports the Equality Act that I would support, including any of the 8 Republicans.
That's for sure. That's for sure. So folks in Bucks County, which is where Brian Fitzpatrick is, you know, you don't have a whole lot of choices there, because you have liberal Brian Fitzpatrick and liberal, I can't remember what his opponent's name is, but they're both liberal. So you don't have a lot of choice over there in Bucks County, 1st Congressional District of PA. But anyway, hey, thanks, Bob, so much for being with us. Thanks for this article, because it goes into a lot of detail, talks about court packing and such as that. So I want people to understand the danger of court packing, which is what the Democrats will love to do if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed. So thanks again, Bob.
And Biden, Biden doesn't want to tell you or how he'll vote on it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, thank you for reaching out and having this program to inform people in Pennsylvania, Diane.
Hey, you take care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.